A Prayer of Hope for When Christmas is Over by Debbie McDaniel, read by Leah Martin. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10. Often this day after Christmas can seem maybe not so sparkly. You might be feeling like the holiday spirit came and went by too fast. Maybe you never did get everything done, but now that the big day is gone, you're already vowing to make next year even more special. Messy house calling your name, organization of it all begging for your attention, returns waiting to be done, toys already broken, lights going out. Deep breath. His reminder to our hearts this morning. Christmas may be over, but he never changes. Though some days seem to have lost their shine, he's still the same. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. On all the big celebration days and on all the days in between. The manger is empty, and so is the tomb. Jesus didn't stay there. He's alive today. Our Emmanuel, God with us. So whatever you might be facing, don't ever doubt his great love for you. He sees you and he cares. He made a way for us to be free. And that truth puts all the joy and merry in Christmas and in the new year, too. We still have such reason to celebrate. We still have great reason for joy today and every day. For he is with us. I'm resting in this today, and I hope you are too. May his peace and joy fill your heart and home today, more than ever before. On this day after Christmas, and through the whole new year, would you pray with me? Dear God, fill us with your joy and the peace of your spirit. Thank you for your reminder that both in seasons of celebration and in seasons of brokenness, you're still with us. You never leave us. Thank you for your daily presence in our lives, that we can be assured your heart is toward us, your eyes are over us, and your ears are open to our prayers. Thank you that you surround us with favor as a shield, and we're safe in your care. We choose to press in close to you in all these days after Christmas. Thank you for giving us this hope that we can carry all year through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.